Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on the unsurprising but unedifying announcement from Tel Aviv on the 21st of this month, and that is that the Israeli government said it will create 19 of these new illegal colonies in the West Bank. Of course, they call them settlements. I remember the late Robert Fisk saying, the connotations of settlement are cozy. Everyone would like to settle, to be comfortable, to feel at home and so on. But that's not the reality for the Palestinians who are booted out, whose property is robbed. And I do mean robbed in an absolutely literal sense. And the erasure of their heritage, that people have had these property in their hands for generations, and it's taken away by people who are there as illegal immigrants. I also feel sorry for Jews who were booted out of Araby after 1948, out of Iraq, Morocco, Egypt, Yemen, other Arab countries, Tunisia, Algeria, Libya, Syria, and so forth. That's shocking. They shouldn't have suffered that. They should get an apology. There should be restitution of property. There should be the right of return. They should get the restoration of their citizenship if they want it, and so on. So no one should be kicked out of his or her homeland, not Jews, not Palestinians, not anybody, regardless of his or her ethnicity, nationality, or religion. So Bezalel Smotrich, who's an open racist, and Israel Katz, they are the ones who made this decision. So the finance minister and the defense minister, respectively. And they've been very frank that the objective here is to prevent Palestine ever establishing an effective state. Even Israel doesn't claim that the West Bank is part of Israel. Therefore, it is part of Palestine. Palestine, which is recognized as a sovereign nation by 153 other nation states, including some Western democracies, some countries which are amongst the friendliest with Israel, you know, second only to the United States. So these are illegal under international law. That's absolutely crystal clear. It's just indisputable. And the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, he denounced the relentless extensions of these illegal colonies. He correctly said that it aggravates the situation. It prevents the Palestinians have access to land and often scarce water resources. And it is making establishing a workable sovereign Palestine impossible. But of course, that's the aim of these people who are outspoken racists, denouncing the Palestinians as though they're not even human beings at all. So, wow, it really is sickening stuff. It is an outrageous injustice. It's a blatant breach of international law. And the United Israel signed up to a lot of these things, to the Geneva Convention and so on, signed and ratified to many other human rights instruments, and is very quick to assert the rights of its soldiers and its civilians under these, but not but things that doesn't apply when Israel is committing the crime. You know, that Israeli prisoners of war should be treated mercifully, and they should be. Likewise, civilians should never be targeted. But there you are, annexing land, using war as a means to rob people of their land, to boot out civilians of another nationality and so on, to move in your own civilians. So population transfer is forbidden like that. So the United Kingdom, for example, has denounced the move, as has Riyadh, unsurprisingly. And there was the American 20-point plan to end the war in Gaza. And of course, this is weakening that. So it is destroying the chance of long-term peace security, a peace. It's taking away Palestine security, therefore Israel security, trying to make the two-state solution impossible, because obviously many of Netanyahu's cabinet have said they want to simply proclaim the West Bank part of their country, Gaza too. They've illegally occupied even more of Syria. They're already illegally occupying some of Lebanon and so on. And so this relentless bloodlust continues. So it is revolting and it's very, very saddening. Anyway, so we know there was that ceasefire a few months ago, but Israel's killed over 150 civilians in that time, blown up over 1,500 buildings and so on. So it really is heartbreaking, the terrible, terrible outrages inflicted on Palestinians all the time. And yes, I feel sorry for Israeli civilians who've been killed as well, even Israeli soldiers. And they're the good people and bad people in every army. They wouldn't all agree with the orders they're given and so forth. So anyway, in since Netanyahu got back in as prime minister, it's approved a lot of more of these illegal colonies and call them that. Those Israelis living in the West Bank are illegal immigrants. Now, an illegal immigrant is still a human being and should be treated as such. And I realize some of the Israeli children there might be the third generation born, to be born there, since Israel took that over in 1967. So what's to be done when Palestine gets back control of her land? Well, it's up to the Palestinians to decide. And I wouldn't want Israelis to live there for so long to be kicked out. You could say there'd be foreigners, Israelis, residents in Palestine, therefore with limited rights, without political rights, or they could go back to Israel. Could they be offered Palestinian citizenship? That's a possibility. A one-state solution that Palestine and Israel merge into a country called Palestine-Israel. I don't think it likely, because the many, many crimes committed on both sides have stored up just so much hatred. And there's so much dehumanization going on. I don't see that as being viable. So over the past 3 years, 69 of these illegal colonies have been created. So these are more flagrant breaches of international law, more armed robbery. It's very, very sad. So making the West Bank just moth-eaten. So how the Palestinians to move. And this is how it is an apartheid state, in as much as the Israeli illegal immigrants, they are tried before Israeli civilian courts, whereas the Palestinians, those who are occupied, they are tried before Israeli military courts with fewer protections, without a proper and fair procedure and so on. Palestinians often can be locked up without trial or charge for years in their own country, something Israelis never do to their own people. There are roads for the Israeli illegal immigrants only, which the Palestinians are not. They deliberately divert water to the illegal colonies, therefore meaning that the Palestinian farmers just can't function. You just make life unbearable, stopping and humiliating Palestinians, and they'll just choose to emigrate to Jordan, Lebanon, or further afield. So, it's a very tristful situation. There's very little justice in the world. You see how often, you know, as though might is right, those who are armed to the teeth can get away with the most appalling abuses, and international law seems to be a dead letter. It's just not enforced against Israel, because they got Uncle Sam backing them up. Crimes. And then yet I hear this monstrous assertion that Israel's got an excellent human rights record, which is so obviously false. But there's no lie, no matter how stupid or no matter how blatantly bogus, will be disbelieved by everybody. There'll always be a few nutters or a few people who are just willfully myopic who will believe this lie because it suits them. People believe what they wish to believe and not what the evidence proves to be true. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Do what you can to work for peace and justice in Palestine and Israel. Happy St. Stephen's Day to you. All right. Please subscribe to my channel and donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.